Yevamas Perk Dalad Mishnah Beis. Hakonis is Yevimto Vinimtseis Muberes Vialda. If a person is Koinis, his Yevama. Here he actually did Yibum. And then he finds out Vinimtseis Muberes Vialda that she's pregnant and then she gives birth. Bisman Shahav Vlad Shal Kayama. When the fetus is a Vlad Shal Kayama, that everything's going to be okay with the baby, it's going to last. Yotzi Vachayovin Bekarbon. He's got to separate from this woman because there was never a mitzvah of Yibum because there was a baby from his dead brother. And he also has to bring a carbon, a chatas, because he was bol and eshes ach, shaloi b'mkoy mitzvah, like the Rab points out. But the baby is kosher, of course, because it's from the first brother. Vim ein avlat shal kayama, and if it's a stillborn, yikayim, he stays married. Now this lashon of yikayim, it's even more than that, because like we said in the previous Mishnah, the bia that was done while she's muberes, while she's pregnant, is not considered a bia. He really wasn't Mekayim Yibum, and in that case, the previous Mishnah, he wasn't Mekayim Chalitza if it was done while she's pregnant. We're dealing with a case here is where it happened in the first 3 months after his brother died. They should have waited, like we're going to soon see, but he didn't. And the Mefarshim explained that she didn't have any kind of simanim that she was pregnant in these cases. So really, when it says Yekayim, it really means that he has to go and do Bia again. He has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum with an additional Bia. But Kveger points out that the truth is he doesn't even have to bring a carbon for what he did, because retroactively, and this is based on Tysus and the other Rishonim, retroactively, when he had relations with her while she was pregnant, it turned out that there was a makom mitzvah here, because she really was his Yevama. And even though that bia that he did while she's pregnant, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yibum, we never find an iser of a brother being boel his eshes ach when she falls to him in Yibum. It just like can't be. So therefore, there's no real Isser, there's no carbon that he needs to bring, but yet, since he had relations with her while she was pregnant, he has to go back and have B again, L'shem Mitzvah Yibum. Safik ben Tisha L'Rishon, Safik ben Shiva L'Achron. What if she gives birth afterwards? And we're not sure who was the father. Whether it was 9 months after her first husband passed away, or it's from the new husband, and it was only a 7 month pregnancy. Yotzi. So in this case, he would have to divorce her. He'd have to give her a get. Why is that? Because if the baby's his baby, then he's really married to her. He did Yibum properly. And the only way to separate from her is with an actual get, because he's just married in all aspects. However, if the baby's from the first husband, that means that there was never mitzvah Yibum at all. That's why he has to be Yotzi. He has to go out. Vavlad kosher, but the baby is kosher. It's not a mamzer. Mimanafshach. That's because if it was a good Yibum, and the baby is his child, not a mamzer. And if it's a baby from the first husband, it's also not a mamzer. V'chayavin ba'ashem toloi. He has to bring a carbon of an ashem toloi. An ashem toloi is a carbon that's brought when a person isn't sure whether the avera that he did, that normally has a chi of karis, it's a very strong avera that he did, he's not sure if he was over it. In that situation, a person brings an ashem toloi. So to here, we weren't sure, this guy wasn't sure, if he was over an Isser of Eshes Ach, that's why you bring an Ashem Toloi. However, what's important to note here is it's brought up in the Rishonim, the Rambam brings this up, and the other Mepharshim, that usually in Ashem Toloi, in Psak, we hold, the Rishonim say, that it's only when, for example, you know the Isser's here, you have two pieces of meat, one is Aser, one is Mutter, and you weren't sure if you ate the one that was Aser. But here, in this case, you don't even know if the Isser is here to begin with. The shaila is on one person. Whether it was us or mutter, that could be different. And the Rambam says that's why we don't paskin like this Mishnah. However, Tefes Rosh says that there is a time that even if there's one item, like it's one piece of meat, and you're not sure if it's mutter or usr, or in this case, where it's one person, and you're not sure if she was mutter or she was usr at that time, you still would bring a carbon ashem toli, where it's a case of ischazik isura, that there was a cheskas isser, and she had a cheskas isser beforehand. So when there's a cheskas isser, and then there's a suffix, even though the suffix is in one item or one person, there you would still bring an ashem toloi.